It's 3:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. May, thanks for joining us this hour. Now, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says Palestinians will no longer recognize the U.S. as a mediator in their conflict with Israel.
In such atmosphere, which was created by the U.S. actions, we state that from now on we refuse to cooperate in any form with the U.S. in status of a mediator as we stand against its actions.
Abbas made the comments at a meeting with the Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. He said the U.S. can only be part of a possible international gathering on Palestinian issue. The Palestinian president described the U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to move the American embassy in Israel to the occupied Jerusalem al-Quds as a, quote, slap in the face. Putin told Abbas that he'd recently spoken with Trump on Palestine, but refused to give further details. Trump announced the recognition of Jerusalem al-Quds as Israel's capital, drawing sharp criticism from the international community. Joining us via Skype from Denver is Richard Forer. He's an author and political commentator. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, Abbas now officially saying that the U.S. can no longer be seen as a neutral party when it comes to negotiations between the Palestinians and the Israelis. But was the U.S. ever a neutral player?
No, the U.S. has never really been a neutral middleman between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Some American individual negotiators have been fair, but they've been constrained by the power of the U.S. Congress, the Israel lobby, and corporations that do business with Israel. So all of these negotiations for all these decades have really been theater. They've been all show and no substance. Everybody all along knew that nothing was ever going to be resolved. And now Abbas, because Trump freed Abbas to speak his mind, Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, that freed Abbas to speak his mind, because what Trump did was, as Abbas says, it was a slap in the face, because Jerusalem was supposed to be one of the final status issues and was only supposed to be resolved through negotiations. And instead, Trump has resolved it for both sides and left a bargaining chip off the table that the Palestinians might have been able to make use of in honest negotiations.
Right. So there have been a lot of commentary about how the so-called peace process is officially dead now, with Palestinians no longer looking at the U.S. as being able to be an arbitrator even in negotiations. What does that mean for the Palestinian cause then?
It means that the two-state solution is officially dead. It died many years ago because Israel made sure it would die. I mean, you can't negotiate over land while Israel claims to be negotiating is stealing the land. So now what's going to be happening is there's going to be a Palestinian movement for equal rights. The international community is going to see, and most of the international community already does see, but the international community is going to see in more stark terms that Israel has been for many years a single apartheid state, and that it simply uses language to make it seem as if it is a democracy. So, for example, Israel does not accept that the West Bank and Gaza are actually part of Israel, but they've been controlled by Israel for over 50 years now. They really are part of a single Jewish state in which Israel proper is a democracy for Jews, and the rest of the land of Israel, Palestine, meaning the West Bank and Gaza, and including, though not to as great an extent, the Palestinians within Israel proper, do not live under democracy.
Right, and very quickly, if you can, when it comes to the international community, it has been criticized time and again for sort of taking the backseat when it comes to the Palestinian issue, just giving lip service, but not actually doing anything. Why do you think now anything will be different?
Well, I think with the rise of the internet and cell phones and digital communication, it's harder and harder for Israel to hide its human rights abuses and its blatant violations of international law. So European leaders do have to respond to the citizens, and the citizens are becoming more aware of Israel's treatment of the Palestinians. So this is going to pressure, at least in Europe, it's going to pressure Europeans to insist that their countries begin to boycott Israel or make sure that that major corporations do not do business with Israel. This movement will continue for a while. Now, Israel, of course, is prepared to deal with it. I don't think that Israel will be able, that the world will be able to make Israel come to its senses and make a fair peace unless the United States becomes seriously and sincerely involved. Without the U.S. involvement, Israel will continue on its merry way and will end up making relationships with many Arab countries because of the technologies that Israel can export to those mm-hmm. countries. And let's face it, those countries have never really done much for the Palestinians anyway.
Indeed. Let's leave it there for now. That's Richard Forer, author and political commentator, joining us via Skype from Denver. We really appreciate your comments here on Press TV, sir.